Faithful seed sowing. In a fervent manner she addressed the handful of people who had come to hear her. Here in the congregation she saw the seed of a harvest that would grow and ripen in future years. The Christian life too was like seed planted but growing to rich fruition day by day. She said to the small congregation, "While we are to seek earnestly for perfection of character, we must remember that sanctification is not the work of a moment, but of a lifetime." Said Paul, "I die daily." Day by day the work of overcoming must go forward. Every day we are to resist temptation, and gain the victory over selfishness in all its forms. Day by day we should cherish love and humility, and cultivate in ourselves all those excellencies of character which will please God and fit us for the blessed society of heaven. Ibid. Sabbath morning she spoke again, from Brother Madison acting as interpreter. As she preached about the true vine and its branches she was strengthened and blessed. My infirmities were forgotten in the interest I felt for precious souls. The dear Savior seemed very near, and the Holy Spirit rested upon the assembly. In a social meeting that followed, one brother said that when he listened to the sermon impressing upon them the necessity of purity and perfection of character, he felt that he could not be saved, that his case was hopeless. But when it was stated that sanctification was not the work of a moment, but of a lifetime, he was encouraged, and determined that day by day he would pray and watch, and search the Scriptures, he would be an overcomer, gaining in experience daily, until he should become strong and be able to be a blessing to others. The people were grateful that Mrs. White had come to help them. They had read her books and her articles in their paper, and had thus received most precious light and a great blessing. The messages from her pen that had been translated into their language had opened to them the Scriptures, and had made the truth so plain that they could not resist it. A high standard had been presented for them to reach, and this had led them to read the Bible, to search their hearts, to pray more, to have greater love for Jesus, and to seek more earnestly to save souls.